This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
Penguins GM Ray Shero joins us on the phone. Ray, as always, we appreciate it. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We appreciate it. We know you're very busy. Why now with Sidney Crosby?
Well, I think the time is right to do a deal with Sidney. We've been talking about it for a couple months on an extension and trying to get the framework in place and for both the team and the player. And, you know, we know July 1 is the first they can officially register a contract that can be extended. And there's no reason to wait on a kid like this who's meant so much to our franchise and is a great player. And we want to take care of it sooner rather than later.
How about 12 years? I mean, is that just the way the math works out in this case, Ray?
A little bit. I mean, it was kind of like taking him to a certain age where he might want to play till, and, you know, he'll be 26 when we start the new deal. And so it just happens. We worked on a lot of different scenarios in terms of longer-term contracts and what made sense for the player and the team. And we came up with the 12 years and the 104.4 to get to the 8.7, and which was important to him to, you know, certainly not take a raise based upon his present cap and try to help the team out as much as possible to keep surrounding him and his teammates with as good a team as we can have.
Hey, Ray, let me just ask you about a contract like this. And I know at some point these things are insurable, not insurable, and obviously Sidney's had a little bit of a history with the concussion problems. How does that work for a team? I mean, can you insure this kind of contract at that length? Is there a cutoff point? Give me just a little background on that.
I'll give you a tiny background, but I just told a gentleman that because my policy is on these things, and this is before Sidney or any contract,
yeah. There
is a certain extent, you know, with the present TTD program with the league, it's a certain amount of time you can insure contracts for, but as it applies to the Crosby contract or any contract with the Penguins since I've been here, we've never commented on who we insure, who we don't, or the insurability and so forth. And, I'm not going to do that on this one or moving forward because I haven't done it in the past. So, what I can say is that the team is very comfortable and happy with the deal. And, you know, I'm the general manager. I mean, a deal of this magnitude, you know, the thanks have to go to, you know, Mario Lemieux and Ron Burkle, our ownership, that step up with this kind of contract for a special player in person who's been to our franchise. So I happen to be a kind of a bystander to a certain extent. And, when Paul was Sidney and finished up the contract and getting the fine print taken care of and all those conversations. But in the end, I mean, you know, when you're talking about, you know, the contract of $100 million plus, the ownership, you got to be very thankful for that.
Ray, as a deal maker for the Penguins, and we were talking about this before, there is this, I don't know if it's a trend. I think you can say trend. Teams don't seem like they want these deals to go to the last year. We've seen it with Jonathan Quick today. I'm sure you're aware of that. You did it with Sidney Crosby. You reportedly tried to do it with Jordan Staal. Why is it in the team's interest not to wait? Why not let this deal go until the last year?
I think every team is different. I mean, for every team that wants to be proactive like this, you see Parisi or Ryan Suter in Nashville that go to the end. And, you know, for New Jersey, Parisi, they went to the Stanley Cup Final. It's hard to argue with that. That's what we're all trying to do is get to the final, have a chance to win a cup. And Nashville made a big push to try to do that as well by holding on to their asset. And, other teams, you try to be proactive if that makes sense for you. And in this case, with whether it was Staal or with Crosby, you know, the asset we'd like to try to tie up because we know we like it. And if it makes sense for the player, it usually works out. But, you know, sometimes the team tries to tie up the player going to the final year and the player would rather wait, or maybe the number's not there for the player, they can't make a deal. But every situation and team is different. So, you know, in this case with Crosby, it made sense for us and for him to try to get this done as soon as possible.
Hey, Ray, July 1st obviously coming up on Sunday. You've had a number of different things you've done over the last several days, the Jordan Staal trade. Now you move to do this deal with Sidney. The organization does for a longer term. Obviously doesn't kick in till 2013. But in terms of where you're at now, I mean, how much of a player can you be based on some of the things that you've done, over the recent last few days? How much of a player can you be on July 1st going forward?
Well, EJ, we're certainly different as a team capitalized than we were a week ago heading into the draft. So, you know, we had a chance, you know, because the Staal thing came together rather quickly and then Mikhailov quickly followed that. So once the dust settled there, we have had a few days as a group to kind of meet and see exactly where we are. And, you know, we know the free agents that are out there, and we'll certainly make those calls to players that we think really help us, and we'll find out whether they have mutual interest and we can go from there. But we're definitely in a different spot than we were a week ago.
And last thing for me, Ray, Evgeny Malkin, his contract, he's got another 2 years left, so you don't have to, you know, I guess it's natural to think that you guys will see how things go this year and then maybe go through this process next year with Evgeny in terms of trying to do something long-term with him if everything stays the same.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's, you know, and the first thing I did when we agreed to the thing, I texted Gino and let him know that we had to deal with Sid, and his first response was nice. And so I'm sure they're in touch, and you know, we would like to take care of Gino as well, whatever the new CBA is going to be, and make him happy as well and make him part of the Penguins for a long time. So they're two special players, and you certainly as a franchise you're blessed to have two guys like this, or two franchise players. And you know, Evgeny is coming up at MVP season, and that will be an important negotiation for us maybe a year.
Ray, just curious, what's this period of time like for a general manager? Is your phone ringing off the hook? Is your phone, like, ringing off the hook?
Well, actually, it's not ringing that much because I'm actually down at the American Hockey League meeting in Hilton Head. I got to tell you, any of the executives down here are having trouble with their cell phone coverage, and I'm actually sitting on a front porch here so I can talk to you guys. But what it is, seriously, is that you've got, you know, a combination of you dealing with your scouting staff, your coaches, you know, you're going over potential, you know, there seems to be more chatter about trades, you know, at the draft or this week. And, yeah, so it's a busy time, and, you know, that probably goes through about through the 3rd of July or so, and things try to settle down a little bit. But, you know, it's an exciting time. It's, you know, what the scouts work for and what the managers really have to make decisions on and get paid for and try to set your team up.
Ray, we're honored that you got the cell phone working for us. Thanks, as always. We really appreciate it.
Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks, Ray. Right.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.